end of the flood. Then God remembered Noah and all the animals and cattle that were with him in the ark. God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. In the seventh month, in the 17th day of the month, the ark rested on Mount Ararat. At the end of the 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had built, and let the raven out. This went off and kept flying to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. Then Noah let out the dove to see if the waters were receding from the earth. But the dove could not find a place to set its foot and flew back to him in the ark, for the waters still covered the surface of the whole earth. So Noah stretched out his hand, took hold of it, and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited some more days and again sent the dove out from the ark. This time the dove came back to him in the evening with a fresh olive branch in its beak. He waited 7 more days and let the dove loose, but it did not return to him anymore.